This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every week I, you know, see these articles about the Monday morning blues or the Sunday blues and how Sunday's the most depressing day or Monday's the most depressing day. And, I mean, this is easily fixable. It's probably one of the, you know, look, crap happens in life. A lot of crap happens. And I think most of us have had things that happen to us or happen to family members. And so when you hear people get depressed about a simple day change or a daylight savings time change or whatever, it starts to kind of rattle you going, guys, you know, there's bigger fish to fry. And so I want to solve it right away. You know, I want to fix people's apprehension about a day. Although I really got to fix, I think I have food in my teeth. I ate lettuce for breakfast. Do I have food in my teeth? Oh, well, anyway. All right. Yeah. Daniel, I think I got food in my teeth. Okay. I'm going to have Daniel do a teeth check and a booger check before I go on air. Thank you, Daniel. So Monday morning blues, let's just call it Monday morning blues instead of Sunday blues, is a real thing. In fact, one of the most depressing days of the year is the third Monday in January. Not Martin Luther King Monday, the Monday that doesn't fall on Martin Luther King weekend. And I think it's because, you know, people have high Christmas bills and, you know, they spend a lot of money during Christmas and all the decorations are gone. Yeah, because people leave their decorations up for a couple of years and things, you know, for a couple of weeks and stuff like that. So the most depressing day of the year is a Monday, and I believe it falls on the third Monday. I have to double check that. I think this year was ended up being like January 21st. I'll reconfirm that. And trust me, I'm going to talk about it in January. So if here we are in November and people are kind of griping about Monday, all right, let's fix that. Now, I'm overall a very, very happy person, but I do it wrong. I just do things wrong. And I'm a workaholic, okay? Yes, I eat chocolate. Maybe I'm a chocoholic, but my biggest vice is I just don't take a day off. So my weekends are a lot of work. I saw 90 patients this weekend online, and it's because I have the energy to. If I have the energy to, I work. You know? And I did a lot of stuff. Did a lot of stuff. Visited my friend in hospice. Did, saw my mom. Yelled at the kids. You know, I still did, you know, my mommy and wife duties. But I worked. I love to work. And that's one of the biggest mistakes you can make if you have these Monday morning blues, because then you're burned out. You didn't get to do a whole bunch of fun. But you see, for me, I never get Monday morning blues. I never do. I love Monday. Why? If I work every weekend, and I'm always working, no matter what job I had, I would always work on the weekends. Why would I be so happy Monday? And I think the reason why is there's not that big change of you having an amazing day off and all this fun and hanging out at the beach. I don't get to hang out at the beach on a Sunday. I don't get to go shopping or drinking, or I don't do that on a Sunday. Now, for me, Sunday is football. So if there's not that much of a drastic change for me from Sunday to Monday, I don't get depressed on Monday. So, like, tonight we have football. We got Dallas playing the Giants. So, yeah, Dallas is going to kick the butt. I hope. I don't know. I don't like the spread, so I don't know if I'm going to bet on the game. But, I mean, so for me, Monday is always kind of a fun day because I got Monday Night Football. And it's a new week, and all the stuff I was thinking about and I wanted to do on the weekend that I couldn't do because I wasn't at work, I get to do on Monday. So I've always kind of had that inner drive, and maybe I'm stupid. I don't know. But the lesson to be learned about getting depressed with your work week is, number one is, okay, you got to like your job. If you like your job, you love your job like I do. I mean, I love being on air. I love talking to students, working with students. I love, you know, teaching people. I love doing telemedicine. So for me, I can't wait to get work, you know, to work on Monday. If you don't like your job, yeah, you're gonna not want to go back to work. Not liking your job is huge. So my advice to you is get a job that you do like. Or if you're stuck in a job that's toxic and you really hate the people around you and you really can't get a new job yet, but we really got to work on that. We really got to get you a new job. If not, then plan something fun. So maybe, you know, for me, okay, Monday Night Football, right? Just have people come over or go to B-dubs or just plan, you know, something. When it's not football season, I do get a little bit kind of grumpy, but then there's basketball or there's, you know, hockey or baseball or whatever. So for me, I really, really like sports. Or go out for happy hour. And you don't have to drink for happy hour. You could go for the cheap food. You know, I don't like eating dinner late. I like eating dinner early. And I really like saving money. So for me, a little happy hour meal is perfect enough. That's enough food. As you can see, I'm not starving. The other thing, too, is for those of you that aren't like me, like, you know, crazy in the head when it comes to working, you know, really use then your weekend as an escape, as, you know, time off. And, you know, make sure you're rested to the point that you're bored, that you are so bored that you can't wait to go back to work. And, you know, we're going to be talking about in this hour how Microsoft decided to make four-day work weeks. I don't know if I'm a fan of four-day work weeks because, you know, when you do that, you start getting used to the 4 days and, you know, people still get grumpy. You know, I've seen places where, you know, you get out early, you know, on Fridays or you get out early on one day and then eventually people just get used to that and then they still get grumpy. So, you know, but I do like the idea if you really, really get depressed on Mondays and you see cyclically that you on Mondays have a drop, then maybe Monday should be a half day for you. Where rather than you hitting work that hard, you just do a half day on Monday. I love the idea of working from home. I don't think a lot of people do that effectively. But if, you know, you could convince your boss that, you know, Monday's a good day for you to do some stuff at home. Not the morning shift. You got to get up Monday morning to get to work. But getting out early, I think, is just enough for there to be a lift. Movie night, date night. Why don't you make it on a Monday? Personally, for me, I would want the Wednesday as my half day or the Wednesday as my happy hour day just because middle of the week, it just kind of gives you something to look forward to because the week seems long. But, you know, Monday morning blues are treatable. And also, eat well, sleep well, all right? You got to get off the carbs, grab a bunch of spinach before you get up in the morning, and avoid caffeine because I think caffeine could be a downer. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Microsoft Japan did a little test, and the Japanese division switched to a four-day work week. And they claim that productivity skyrocketed. This is according to Time Magazine. They said Microsoft Japan said sales per employee rose 40% compared with the same month last year. The Work-Life Choice Challenge Summer 2019 saw full-time employees take off five consecutive Fridays in August with pay, as well as shortening meetings to a maximum of 30 minutes, and encouraging online chats over face-to-face ones. Among workers responding to a survey about the program, 92% said they were pleased with the four-day week, And the Software Makers Japan affiliate reported this in a report on its website October 31st. Now, they say Japan has been struggling to bring down some of the world's longest working hours as it confronts a labor shortage and rapidly aging population. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's push to make workplaces more flexible and reduce overtime apparently has drawn mixed reviews, according to Time Magazine. I'm reading this, guys. So the summer trial also cut costs at Microsoft Japan. 23% less electricity consumed, 59% fewer pages printed, compared with August 2018, according to the previous report. Some Microsoft Japan managers still didn't understand the changes in work styles, and some employees expressed concern that shorter work weeks could bother clients. Microsoft Japan plans to hold another work-life challenge in the winter. Employees won't get special paid days off, but will be encouraged to take time off in their own initiative in a more flexible and smarter way. So, you know, on one end, I'm really, really excited about to see something like this where, you know, employers are concerned and looking at how to, you know, improve employee satisfaction. I mean, it's about time, you know, employers give a damn about how employees feel. It used to always just be about the customer. Although I got to be honest, I'm starting to see a lot less customer service. You know, I can't tell you how many times it's like, sorry, there's nothing we can do, sorry. You know, like, tough, you know, go somewhere else. That's the problem you start having with monopolies and, you know, companies that really don't care if, you know, they lose your business. Because if there's competition, they get nervous. Because they're like, okay, if you have an iPhone and you're unhappy, then you're just going to go and get Motorola or, you know, yeah, Samsung. But if, you know, you're the only company around. Yeah, you're the only game in town. Nobody's really going to do anything. So, you know, I find this, you know, kind of heartening and nice that, you know, they're worried about how people feel. My only problem is, you know, you get used to the hours. So, like, let's say you just, you know, like a lot of nurses will, let's say, do 4/12s, right, or 4/10s instead of, you know, 5 8-hour shifts. And I would prefer that do. I would rather, you know, if I'm going to work, let me work, you know, and then I could use those other days to do something else, which would, for me would be working a side job. Don't ask. I just always do that. I worked 3 part-time jobs in college. I had to support myself and, you know, but I just, I don't know what to do with myself on a day off. I just don't. But anyway, the problem is, you know, for me, I think I would rather only have like a 3-4-hour shift. And I think the reason why is what I always worry about is I really get affected by the psychology of medical conditions. So if everybody around me is sick and I start thinking, oh, gosh, I hope I don't get it. I get sick. If I have positive thinking, I seem to fight the cold off. This would happen with patients who would come in with migraines. They'd come in with a migraine and start talking about it. Oh, it's pounding. It's on one side. It feels like an ice pick. And I'm like, don't tell me, because I'm going to get one. And as soon as they would do that, I would get one. Did I tell you guys that I had a couple patients who would have a flutter in there, an eye twitch? I never had eye twitches. Patient would come in with an eye twitch, and I'd be like, oh, crap. And then I would have one for weeks. I don't know. And I would try and talk myself out of it, and then finally it would go away, and I'd have another patient come in going, yeah, I have an eye twitch. And I'm like, no. So for me, my worry is if I worry that, well, what if I have a headache, or what if I have irritable bowel, or what if I have, you know, muscle aches or back pain or something like that, I couldn't think of having to be there all 10 hours. I'd want to know that I get to leave if I have to. So for me, I would almost rather work a little bit each day and then be able to bail than be committed for a 10 or 12 hour shift. That's just me. But on the flip side, I know a lot of ER docs out there. And the ER docs, even though they were accused of having the highest burnout rate, they don't. Yeah, when I went to medical school, they said, don't be an ER doc because they burn out in 10 years. So I'm telling you right now, internists burn out in 10 years, family docs, surgeons, everybody seems to burn out in 10 years. But what's different about the ER docs is they work maybe only 15 shifts a month, maybe 12 to 15 shifts a month. So they might work 3 days in a row or 4 days in a row and then have 3 or 4 days. That's some pretty good family time. And, yeah, maybe it's not as good as being there for the kids every single day. But, you know, those kinds of shifts, then you're there for the baby. I think great. To be able to have a 3, 4, 5 day weekend could be pretty cool. So, you know, should companies start looking towards that? They could. Would it, though, help employee satisfaction? Well, it depends. It depends on what, you know, makes the family tick. If, you know, you needing weekend time to be with the babies or to cover, you know, babysitting so your spouse could work, I think it would be awesome. I think you would be happy. It would take a load off, less daycare for the kids. I mean, in fact, you guys could maybe get away from daycare. If both of you have 3, 4 day shifts and you guys could mix them up, you guys could possibly never have to pay for daycare. Very, very cool. But if you're the type of person where no matter what, your job stinks and you're stuck for 10 hours, yeah, that could stink. You know, what other changes they made? They made lowering meetings to 30 minutes. I like meetings. I really like meetings. I think it's because I like the whole group therapy aspect of it where everybody could talk. You know, because you're doing your job and you don't know what the heck is going on, you know, around work and, you know, and then all of a sudden you get briefed. And you get briefed and then you guys get to share your opinions. Now, you know, if you work at a company where nobody really cares about your opinion, they act like they do and nothing ever happens, well, that's going to be frustrating. And then those meetings are a waste of time. But if it's the type of meeting where it's productive, I don't mind if the meeting is an hour or 2 hours. If we're getting stuff done and things are going to get changed, I love meetings. I do. I do meetings a little different with my employees. So I have a couple franchises, and so I like to take them to lunch or happy hour and have one-on-one or then have group meetings where it's a fun environment and we get to talk, we get to relax, and, you know, everybody gets to be heard. I just think it's a kind of a nicer way to do it. I just do. It's a little more costly that way, but you know what? The employees feel valued, and they feel like they get one-on-one time, and they don't have this boss-employee thing. I like to have more of a partner thing, you know, like let's talk as opposed to I'm going to dictate. So, I mean, you know, for me, that works. But, you know, if it's a meeting where, you know, you're just being barked at and there's rules and you now are given a whole bunch of new tasks, yeah, the shorter the better. So I think that's pretty cool. And then they encourage online chats over face-to-face ones. I like face-to-face. I think you get more out of it. I think you get to talk. I think you get to bond. I think it's more, you know, I just think it's more personal. But again, if you are able to, you know, save time and get more work done because you don't have to stop and go to a meeting and then talk and chit-chat, and you could just very quickly send what you need to send online, yeah, we'll increase productivity. So, you know, our jobs now are to mimic robots and automation. And we need to, as humans, which we will never be able to do, we as humans are supposed to be able to, you know, have the increased productivity and be able to compete with automation. And that's not a very easy task. And so, you know, as long as they, you know, still give us our jobs, we're lucky. But, you know, you can only do so much. And I, you know, our productivity and customer satisfaction, if the customers are more happy because they get an automated response, then that's going to win. If the customers are more happy because they get a human, then that's going to win. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three Democratic-led House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump have started releasing some of the transcripts of the private depositions. Republican Congressman from North Carolina Mark Meadows on the release of some of the transcripts.
You and I both know how this game will work out. They will release the transcripts that are most beneficial to them, make the news cycle happen, and then the damning transcripts that are available, they will wait a period of time to release them.
The Trump administration is announcing new sanctions on Iran as well as a multi-million dollar reward for information on the whereabouts of a former FBI agent missing for 12 years. The announcements coincide with the 40th anniversary of the start of the Iran hostage crisis. Tensions between the United States and Iran remain at an all-time high. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember when we had the big Ebola epidemic in 2014 to 2016, and we were worried that people were coming to the United States, especially with the frequency of travelers and the ability to international travel very easily now. And I got to admit, we did a damn good job keeping Ebola off our, you know, soil. Maybe there were cases that the media didn't talk about because they thought people would freak out, but all in all, I think we did okay. We were very lucky in the last Ebola season from an America standpoint. Unfortunately, West Africa was not lucky and we lost almost 12,000 lives. Well, we're being told that U.S. airports have hired Ebola screeners now for this latest outbreak. And I'd say, good. You know, I was wondering if, you know, what was happening because, you know, we are dealing with the second largest outbreak of Ebola in history right now, even though it's nowhere near as bad as the 2014 to 2016 epidemic. But, Central Africa has been dealing with this now for over a year. So they say several agencies in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles have put up job postings very quietly, they said, for Ebola screeners. And this is an administrative coordinator at the Northern Virginia Emergency Medical Services Council told Daily Mail that Washington Dulles International Airport has hired part-time staff. As other several groups have also made job postings for screeners earlier this year, and all positions have been filled. Now, I guess there's also jobs on LinkedIn, CareerBuilder.com. Los Angeles County Department of Public Health was recently in search of a nurse to oversee, quote, biothreat responses, including Ebola. So the screener hirings follow the World Health Organization's July declaration that Ebola is a public health emergency of international concern. PHEIC. Only fifth time the agency has made the designation since the 2002-2003 SARS outbreak. So when they made that declaration, that was huge. Whether it made headlines or not, probably not, because all the media seems to really be interested in is Trump. But we've been watching it. Now, again, let me reiterate, no cases of Ebola has been reported in the U.S. But the increased screenings come as the Bahamas have announced that it is on high alert for the arrival of Ebola. Not sure what's going on there, but as we get more information on that, we'll tell you. So, how many people have died in this latest outbreak? Already over 2,000. They say 3,000 people have been infected, and of course, they're screening multiple others. And this latest outbreak started in August 2018, so we're 15 months in. We are doing better than we did during the 2014-2016 outbreak. However, unfortunately, this latest outbreak has kind of been marred with a lot of issues. There's been attacks on the hospitals. There's been attacks on the doctors. In fact, we're being told that a Congolese journalist who helped raise awareness on Ebola has been killed in an attack. The unnamed journalist was also serving as a community health worker, was attacked at his home in the northeast town of Luemba in the Democratic Republic of Congo. His wife was left critically injured with multiple wounds, according to a joint press release. The motive behind attack, unknown. Apparently, the reporter worked for the local radio station in Luemba and was involved in raising the awareness of his community regarding the country's 10th Ebola outbreak. The Ebola outbreaks have been recurring since the 70s, but they usually hit 200 or, you know, usually under 300 people killed with each outbreak. This is the one where it's already been over 2,000. So, apparently, many of these acts of violence are because insurgents think that it's a farce or it's a conspiracy or it's a lie, it's a hoax. Many people do not want, other countries coming into their country and their villages. And, you know, they think we're here to do bad things, you know. Some of them saw that movie Outbreak, you know, back in the 90s, where a, you know, city had Ebola and then they got nuked, you know. Or whatever bomb was, you know, dropped on them. So it's not, Americans and other countries are not really welcomed, you know, a lot of times. And so whether the villagers want us there or the citizens want us there or the insurgents want us there or not, it's a problem. And so for those that are kind of spreading the word and helping and doing good, unfortunately, they're at risk of being attacked. So the disease has spread from the Congo to Uganda and Guinea, according to the World Health Organization. Now D.C., Washington, D.C. Airport Hub is looking for someone with an emergency medical services license, training as an EMT, paramedic, or nurse, and experience working with bloodborne pathogens to screen passengers for Ebola. No direct contact with screened passengers is required, according to the job posting, suggesting that the screeners are examining blood or perhaps saliva samples from travelers. Now, the Daily Star reported a similar job posting and said the job will entail screening passengers that have traveled back from Ebola-affected nations. They're going to check vital signs, temperature, having passengers filling out questionnaires. Now, again, that's the problem I have with the questionnaires. I don't know if you guys have ever flown to Hawaii or ever flown overseas, but they give you something to fill out. And I see what people do. They're just like, okay, just hit all the yeses or all the noes, and, you know, and I'm like, no, you want to read them, okay? You know, because you might be admitting to something that you didn't, okay? You might want to read it, you know, and you might want to be honest. But, you know, if people are in the middle of watching their movie, or, you know, they want to deplane, or, you know, they want to get through customs as quickly as possible, how do you know they're going to be as accurate as possible when they fill that out? So one Liberian national, a doctor, was visiting the U.S. during the outbreak to in Dallas, Texas. We talked about him, Thomas Duncan. I didn't know he was a physician, but he was diagnosed and ultimately died of Ebola. And that was when we were out of ZMAP. We ran out of the medication, and it was our first case on soil, which makes me wonder, you know, who's hoarding the medication. But then two nurses who treated the man contracted the virus. So early stages are diarrhea, fever, and body aches. You know how many people get diarrhea, fever, and body aches? I can't tell you how many people this weekend called on telemedicine that. That was a lot. That was, is there a stomach bug? So I always ask if there's a rash. I always ask if there's any other symptoms, high fever, you know. But, and then I tell them to get checked out. But there's no way for me to tell over the phone if it's Ebola or not. Unfortunately, if this progresses without getting treated, it could damage organs, prevent blood from clotting, which is why it's considered a hemorrhagic fever, and people start to bleed. They might have nosebleeds, they might bleed from other parts of the body, and unfortunately they could shed the virus before they really get sick. Another physician who had been working in Guinea in West Africa with Doctors Without Borders was diagnosed with his disease upon his return to New York. He was ultimately released from the hospital, and no new cases have been reported on U.S. soil. So this outbreak that was declared 15 months ago, apparently the U.S. immediately deployed emergency responders. Now, how are they going to screen? Well, they're not telling us. What we found out a few years back is they were going to ask if anybody had a fever. And then they were going to maybe test people for fever. Now, we're coming into flu season. Okay, people have fevers. Now, somebody could say, well, we don't want people with the flu coming, you know, to America. Well, where are you going to put them? And the other concern I had is anybody trying to flee that area and wanting to get in the United States could take a crap load of Tylenol or Motrin to lower their fever just to pass. So they're going to have to do a little better. And until we have a quick screen, you know, until we have like we have a rapid strep or a rapid flu, until we have one of those, I think we're going to miss a lot. So, you know, it sounds like they're on top of that. The virus looks like it's killing less than we expect, unfortunately. I mean, fortunately, it's killing less. But because we might... because it's not as readily apparent, people could have it and they might not think they do. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. All right, so how are we doing with life expectancy? They say men's life expectancy has now fallen for 3 years in a row. Why? Because deadly drug overdoses have hurt that. Women, stable. But our life expectancy, as I predicted, was supposed to be by now well into the 80s. And I'm right still, by the way. I'm still right. Okay? Men are living well into their 80s, some 90s. Look at Jimmy Carter, 96 years old. Just suffered a pelvic fracture, hip fracture, and he's back to teaching Sunday school. Men are living longer. But when you look at life expectancy, you have to take in all the numbers. So when you have 20-year-olds overdose and 30-year-olds overdose, it draws that average down. So they say that the primary driver of bringing it down has been the drug overdoses among poor white men. I've known rich men to do it too, but, you know, it's a shame because we were making some huge progress. So for a third year in a row, the CDC says life expectancy for the average American man has fallen. Men in 2017 could expect to live 4 months fewer than they could in 2014. Life expectancy declined for Americans as a whole in 2 out of the last 3 years, but has stabilized among women. Deaths of despair caused by alcohol, suicide, and drug overdoses continue to plague men in the U.S. so much that they are driving down life expectancy nationwide. Now, females are in the 81s. Males, however, 76 total, we're at about 78.9. So, but what does that mean? Well, between the year 1900 and 2014, our life expectancy went up from 47 life expectancy. Man, that means I would have already had to be, you know, I would have already had to be planning my, you know, coffin and all that back in 1900. Jumped to 78.9 by 2014, which is why I was like, guys, we're close to 80. I'm not wrong when I do my predictions. It's just sometimes things kind of mess it up. Medicine and medical technologies continue to improve. You had doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs out there. You had Dr. Radio. Thank you. And Dr. Radio, the Dr. Radio. But anyway, you know, and we, the other thing too that a lot of people don't realize is before the changes with Obamacare, we were very aggressive with stopping heart attacks and screening for it. You know, remember, doctors were sued left and right in the 90s and 2000s. And so by the early 2000s, doctors were like, okay, you know what? No. I'm not going to miss your heart attack. If you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, you're going to a cardiologist. You need Viagra. You're having a blood flow problem down there. You might have a blood flow problem to the heart. You're seeing a cardiologist. You feel a breast lump, you're getting biopsied. And so we wouldn't get sued for every time nature took its course. We ordered the test. Why? Because the number one reason why doctors were getting sued was failure to diagnose and delay of diagnosis. So if you didn't attack the cancer quick enough or find it quick enough, you were busted. So not on our watch. You know, I put a Facebook post about my dad. My dad died yesterday, 13 years ago. No, 15 years ago. 15 years ago yesterday. So my dad's been gone. 15 years. And I talk about him a lot on the show. He was stubborn. You know, he was Israeli and didn't really want to go to the doctor and, you know, thought that, you know, he was eating a lot of vegetables. He kept his blood pressure normal. His blood pressure was in good control. He did get diabetes, but he kept that in good control. Didn't eat a lot of sweets and all that. And, you know, he didn't really want to take cholesterol medication. It was mildly high. And his doctor didn't push him. You know, I don't blame the doctor. You know, I blame my dad. But, you know, he didn't have a doctor like me going, oh, hell no. I argued with him. And I was scared of my father. You know, my father was like, leave it alone. I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, but, you know, right as he was getting older, I started to yell at him. Didn't work. Didn't help at all. and he dropped dead of a massive heart attack when he was only 62. And it was a waste. You know? But if he was my patient, he didn't live in town and he wouldn't listen to me, I'd be like, you're getting none of these medications except by your cardiologist. So you're going to see a cardiologist. Once they tell me that your heart is clear, I'll be your doctor. And that's how it worked. And I can't tell you how many of my patients, you know, arteries have been clogged, things like that. Viagra and Pfizer, I think, saved millions of lives. Because people coming in for Viagra were able to be diagnosed with arteriosclerotic disease, arteriovascular disease, cardiovascular disease, because their arteries to their heart were having the same issues that the arteries were having to their penis. So we prevented thousands, if not millions, of heart attacks. I think my father's death contributed to hundreds of lives being saved. But we were aggressive. Once Obamacare kicked in, you really couldn't be that aggressive. You're not supposed to be referring to cardiology if somebody has high blood pressure. I personally, to me, that's a cardiac risk factor. If you have high blood pressure, my guess is you have cardiovascular disease. Somebody should check your heart. You should have a stress test. But no, guidelines change. They don't want us doing EKGs on everybody. I think everybody should have a stress test. In fact, I think all athletes, including kids, should be checked out by a cardiologist, at least maybe an ultrasound of the heart. I understand it's like one in a million who drop dead of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, but ultrasounds aren't that hard to test, and if you're going to be working your heart to that degree, why not have a good cardiac checkup? But unfortunately, that costs money. And so not only do I blame the, opioid crisis, you know, that in my state killed, 400 a year, I also, we're doing less. We're not being that aggressive. You know, there was somebody that, you know, went to the hospital and was told, because he had fainted. And he was diagnosed with heat stroke. And I'm like, were you out in the sun? He said, no. And I go, that's your heart. My father fainted a couple weeks before he ended up dying, although nobody told me he fainted, because if he did, I would have made sure he went and got checked. I found out later that, you know, he fainted a few weeks ago, but, you know, he didn't want anybody to know. Well, that was probably a heart attack. So I told my friend, this is a heart attack. This is your heart. Go and get seen. Unfortunately, he died of a heart attack a couple weeks later. So, hospitals are quick to now say, you know, no, you're fine. You know, there's this push to not run tests. And, you know, we're blaming drug overdose deaths, and I just think they're trying to distract us. You know, I mean, yes, we do have young people that are overdosing. That's a problem. We have people doing drugs. We also have suicide. I don't see the suicide numbers. I think, you know, people committing suicide also are changing the numbers. But us not being aggressive and, you know, not getting the, doing the screens and trying to find the cancer early and, you know, you have high risk factors and, you know, we're going to be aggressive. That's not being counted here, and it should be. They say 1% of deadly drug overdoses are ruled homicides. Homicides should also be included in this, too. I think they are. They said 70,000 people died of drug overdoses in 2017. That's a lot. But there's more heart attacks. There's more flu-related deaths. You know, we've had less trust in vaccines. Nobody's adding that to the numbers. So, your job is to not be a statistic. And if you have the potential to live till your 80s, you do it. If you have the potential to live above 80, you do it. You know, healthy diet, checking in with your doctor, addressing things that need to be addressed. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.